Today is January 26, 2018, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen, and I am your host for the program, and we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, and we affectionately call it Just Jesus. In fact, today is our 100th episode of this school year. But before we read it, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the compassionate one, and the God of our dreams. You're the engineer of life, full of grace and truth, and you are the giver. You are the Holy Spirit and the instructor, and Jehovah Jireh, our provider, the keeper of our souls and the lamp unto our feet. You are mercy-laden and noble. You are omnipotent and the one true living God. You are a place of safety for us and the one who quiets us with your love. You're the Son of God and the Son of Man and sufficient in all things. You are the teacher of teachers and the upholder of our lives. You are the vine dresser and the watchful one, extra special in everything, and you are Yeshua, the zenith over life itself. Thank you, Holy God and great Father. We come before you on this Friday, a bit tired, Lord, but knowing that we have you with us in school today, and that is refreshing. Thank you, Lord. Help us to be refreshing to those that we touch, through your strength and your power and your grace. Help us to be just like you and be your ambassadors as we walk the halls, our classrooms, the district buildings, you name it, wherever the children may go or where your people are, you will be there also. That is so encouraging. We bless your holy name and we thank you for everything in the awesome and wonderful name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Well, welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And like I said before, this is the 100th episode this year. That's incredible. So happy that you joined us. So let us see. What was Jesus doing when he said these words? As Peter, James, and Jesus were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, the Word of God, Matthew 17, verses 9 to 11. Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come? He answered, Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands. The Word of God, Matthew 17, verses 9 to 11. Praise God for his holy word. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a small portion of a song and then read the lyrics. Today I have chosen We'll Understand It Better By and By, sung by the Gaither Gathering. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God together, they will come. We will tell the story how the Lord will come, and we'll understand him better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways God will lead us to the blessed promised land. He will guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand him better by and by. Temptation's hidden snares often take the sun away, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed, and we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God, together they come. We will tell the story how the Lord will come, and we'll understand him better by and by. Thank you, my friends, for listening to the amazing words of Jesus the Christ and this song about him. The third thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to pray each and every school day at 1:16 p.m. Now, we are calling all Christians in the public schools, all of you, whether you're the bus driver or the crossing guard or the cafeteria worker, or you're the custodian or you're the principal or you're the assistant principal, substitutes, you name it. We are calling on you to pray each and every day at precisely 1:16, totally based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. Today, we are going to be praying to remember that the Holy Spirit is our advisor. Now, when 1:16 rolls around, and you don't remember that prompt, don't you worry, you just pray. For there are many in your sight, in your sphere of influence, that you can pray for. And if you don't know anything to pray for, then praise God for placing you right where you are for such a time as this. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals this year. We're in his fourth series, and today it is called The Research Plague, Part 1. The scripture he chose is 1 Chronicles 10, verses 13 and 14. Saul did not inquire of the Lord. Irene Sanders was a master elementary school teacher because she first served the master teacher Jesus in her third grade classroom. Her classroom was one of a kind for years. Her class was themed the King's Court. Her classroom was decorated with a medieval castle theme, including kings, queens, knights, jesters, etc. Irene treated the students, staff, and parents like royalty and taught them to teach each other like royalty as well. She would always go out of her way to go the extra mile for others, as her mentor Jesus had taught her and done for her. She had a passion for Jesus which overflowed into every aspect of her life, home, career, and community. The teaching of good manners, discipline, and character education were of primary importance in her class. She taught them by integrating them with literature from many cultures, which included Bible stories taught as literature. She had an ornate antique chair that was the throne where the student prince or princess of the week got to sit for the entire week. During that week, he or she had the opportunity to wear a crown, help the queen, the teacher, share his or her dreams with the class, and post photos of him or herself on the Wall of Fame bulletin board. He or she was able to choose a friend and eat in the classroom with Irene on Friday, a special time in which Irene got to more personally know the child and give him or her the crown that he or she could wear and a copy of the story Irene had written. You are royalty. The academic achievement of her students was amazing. Much of the material she used was her own original creation. She loved to attend state reading conferences to get new ideas as well. Her class was the highest achieving on Briar Grove Elementary campus and near the top of the entire large, diverse school district. Every year, she inquired of the Lord before the school year started, identified her God objectives, and kept them first. She prayed privately in her classroom prior to the start of each day and regularly agreed with other teachers in prayer at the campus prayer group she facilitated each week on Tuesday afternoons. Then one year, the research plague struck Irene, her classroom, and Briar Grove Elementary. Jacqueline Smithers was a new instructional specialist assigned to the campus where Irene taught. Her work was her God, the most important thing in her life, and she believed that education could only be improved by more scientific knowledge, research, the use of more technology in the classroom, greater school funding, more laws, and more work. She was a workaholic and spent hours and hours at her all-consuming job. Though she had been just a mediocre teacher herself, she loved to read research journals in education to see what the experts were doing. Having grown up without a mother and a primarily absent father who was a high school band instructor, Jacqueline was always looking for acceptance and attention from others, a character trait that was hidden and unknown to her. It was the primary factor for her entering administration, to be recognized and accepted by others, something she did not receive as a child from her parents, and never knew she could receive from God. She strove constantly to please herself and meet her own high standards. She was a perfectionist. She was also a people pleaser who always did what the teacher told her when she was a student. Now as an administrator in a new district created position, she would do everything she was asked to do by her administrators without a question. Institutional authority was very important to her because it gave her identity. Her primary role was to serve those above her in authority, not the teachers who were below her. She believed the teachers were supposed to serve her. The spring prior to her beginning her new administrative position, Jacqueline read a Harvard research paper about how effective universal small group instruction, USGI, was a new instructional model that had reported fantastic results. Jacqueline thought it insignificant that the study involved a population of high-intelligent, high-income, self-motivated students who were actually in a private school attended by university faculty children. The school Irene and Jacqueline both attended had a student population that was the opposite. Wanting to make a splash, prove her worth to others, and validate her new position, Jacqueline convinced her principal and district to let her pilot a USGI campus while she was citing the research. The week before school started, the staff at Briar Grove Elementary was introduced to USGI. All instruction all day was to be in small group centers except for PE, art, music, and library classes. There was not to be any more than 30 minutes of whole group instruction all day in any teacher's classroom, and they would be written up if they did otherwise. They were told the new program was to start in 5 days. To be continued. The prayer. Lord, help us to seek and serve you first in our professional lives. Thank you for the knowledge, but never let us use it without first inquiring of you and applying it with wisdom. And that was our devotional today from Don Clark. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. Today's quote is from Herbert Hoover. The study of the Bible is a postgraduate course in the richest library of human experience. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, let me remind you of the powerful words of Jesus the Christ from Matthew 17, verses 9 to 11. Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead. And the disciples asked him, "Then why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" He answered, "Elijah does come, and he will restore all things. But I tell you that Elijah has already come." And they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they pleased. So also, the Son of Man will certainly suffer at their hands. Dear Father, Almighty God, help us to listen, Lord. Your word is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Let it pierce our souls and let us listen and do. Let us trust and obey. Oh, Lord God, we love you and we want to be your servants in the public schools, and we ask you for the power of the Holy Spirit by which to do that. We love you, adore you, and ask you for all of this in the perfect name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until Monday, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.